all over the place. We can see it. And the compromising spirit of apostasy and new evangelicalism and evolution, really, the evolution of churches is on right now. The transformation, so to speak, is a better way to put it. The transformation of churches today, we see it. We see it everywhere. It is before us, and it is sad to watch. It is sad to see. But you know what? There are men that remaineth faithful. And those that are walking with Christ, men and women and brothers and sisters in Christ that remain faithful. Well, listen, now, how is everybody out there in YouTube land here out there? I hope you're doing well. It's been a while. It's been about 2 weeks. I did a last Friday, I think it was. I did a truck talk and was talking about some things that were going on in our world today and just some things that have happened. And you know, the plunge of society to destroy the foundations. And that's what we find today, is the destruction of the foundations. And the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And if the foundations be destroyed, and that's what we see, right now, that's what we see right now. Carl's making up his fairy tales again and saying that Tina Turner's not a woman, all this stuff from some goofy YouTube video that zeroes in on stuff. I won't waste a whole lot of time on that. I haven't smoked the peyote. I haven't drank the booze. I haven't believed everything everybody says out there in vigilant Christian Illuminati blood sacrifice exposed world out there. I live in the real world, and that's just the way it is. But anyway, so I don't have time to worry about that or any of the other dumb stuff that people bring up. I'm too busy doing the work of the Lord, too busy trying to raise a family and lead a church and trying to help some people out there in the real world. So where it's not movie star land and everything else that these people do. Right, the flat earth land. And boy, did we make some people mad with all that, and all that good stuff. But, anyway, so, we won't worry about that. I don't have time to worry about that. I'll just keep moving. Yeah, she's definitely a woman, but, she was anyway. Now she's sadly in hell. But anyway, so, hope you're all doing good out there. You've been keeping yourself busy, and staying out of trouble, at least the kind of trouble you don't need anyway. But trouble seems to follow us wherever we go and in whatever we do. But it's interesting to see the way things are shaking out in this world right now. And it really is pretty amazing the amount of foundations that are being, the upheaval of the foundations, the attempt to destroy everything that God made and that God ordained. And God's, you know, God ordained the family. And there is an absolute, in the Garden of Eden there was, and there always has been, there was attack in the Garden of Eden on the family, and that attack is there today. It is prevalent today. They are single-handedly trying to replace woman. I don't know if, see, women think, women are being flattered. They're being flattered into thinking that their independence and thinking that their transformation is a good thing. But what's really happening is women are losing their identity completely. Their identity is being taken from them, and they don't even know it. They're absolutely doing that, and they're going to keep doing that. It's part of the transformation of society. That's what it is. It's part of the transformation of society that is taking place. And we are seeing it wholesale today. There is such a hate, not only for biblical manhood, but also for biblical women. There's a hate out there for them. And we are seeing it right before our eyes. The destruction of the home, the destruction of women. And that's the goal. And also the destruction of the church. And I use that as an institution word, not as a local or not as an individual or invisible body of believers all over the place like is commonly used by Augustinian theology. But what I mean by that is the institution of the church is being destroyed. It's being destroyed right before our eyes. Attempted to be destroyed right before our eyes. So there's an attack on womanhood. There's an attack on manhood. There's attack on the church. Those attacks are going to be ramped up and continued as Satan tries to push this Baphomet, this fundamental transformation of every institution that is here, that God ordained, because it is rebellion. That's what it is. There is a rebellion to God's order. There is a rebellion to the foundations that are set up. There's an absolute rebellion to it, and it is continuing on. And you know what? Because people are being silent to it, because pastors in pulpits are not talking about it, because we as Christians are not dividing the lines, making them clear. And because of that, because the role of the sexes are not being made clear, the destruction is on its way. Why? Well, because people are laying down things of importance. They're disregarding things of importance today. Because they're ignorant of God's way. They are completely ignorant of God's way. All right? And the problem is that is going to continue until leaders stand up and make the distinction of the sexes known and very clear. This will continue. It will. It just will. Hold on one second. It will continue until, let me see, let me make sure that's, oh good, it's not on there. Okay. That will continue until men of God stand up and make the distinction known. Preach it, teach it, live it, practice it. It will continue. Just the way it is. The way it's going to be. God's people need to stand up. And make the distinctions clear. So there's no confusion. They have to. Michelle, I got an email from your husband. Said he's going to come. Said you're all going to come for a visit. So we won't disclose the secret time that you're coming. But we look forward to that. And it'll be a blessing. Oh, boy. Greetings, Earthlings. Oh, here we go. Okay. So, we're going to talk about some of these things today. Who in the world is Chancellor Ricky? Who are you? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, anyway, now I'm going to turn the air down. Little room don't need that much air in it. Okay, anyway, so I had some weirdo message me stuff about you, Pastor. People are insane. Sorry, Andrea. Andrea, that's probably... that's probably the stalker that we have in common that has stalked me and has said really crazy things about you, and I've never met you before in my life. Never talked to you privately ever in my life. But anyway, weird stuff, man. I'm sorry, Andrea. Being friends with me and listening to my ministry will get you crazy people coming after you. So anyway, I apologize. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's a nut. That woman's a nutty stalker for sure. She made, pages up about me, pages up about you, saying all kinds. I never met you before in my life. But boy, I'll tell you what, the stuff that lady dreamed up in her head, I use that term lady very loosely. I should say woman. But anyway, it matters not, does it? Because anyway, but yeah. Hold on. Woo, that got cold in here, man. So anyway, yep. Okay, talk used on YouTube. Okay, block that. On Restream. Okay. All right, so I blocked that weirdo because I think it's the same person. Anyway, but yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of nutty women that have tried to come after me. Ah! I could tell you stories, but I won't! I had them crazy ones visit our church. I've had them stay there for a while. I mean, visiting and wanting to be members. Oh, I've had all kinds of crazy women find me somehow. And then they get mad at me. And when they get mad at me, oh my goodness. Do they get mad at me? And they make up the craziest things about me. I've had them do it. say all kinds of evil things. Terrible. Terrible. I've seen him go nuts too. End up in a psych ward. They do get that mad, Terry. They get so mad they'll send me money on Cash App and say weird stuff. So anyway, I'm sorry about that, Andrea, that you had to go through that. And your husband. I'm sorry. But crazy people follow me everywhere. So, what'd you do for fun? Oh, that's funny. I don't know what you people do for fun, but I make psychopathic people angry and demon-possessed people angry at me. Okay, all right. I better get going. Anyway, how's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. You keep praying for us. I've got some expenses coming up in July, some surprise expenses. I would appreciate your prayers for those, but God will provide. We know that. That's true, Rachel Bicey. Women didn't like John the Baptist either. He lost his head. What are you saying? But anyway, I know God will provide. Amen. Man, you want to see a sermon that I didn't even preach that's made so many people mad? Check this out. This sermon that Paul preached, this has got all the nuts mad. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork. Hey. Boy, did they get ticked. All I could do was laugh. That's all I can do. It just makes me laugh. I just laugh. I'm like, this is great. Are you kidding me? Great. Hey, I've been on vacation for a week and a half. Come back home and man, I'm 2 weeks almost, I guess. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks on Wednesday that I haven't been to church anyway here, but there we go. So, I'm ready to hit the ground running here. Oh my goodness, did they ever get mad? I just chuckled at them all. I just laugh at them. Like, come on. Really? You bunch of babies? I've been gone so long, I think everybody forgot about me. Let's see. Well, there's 40 people on here, so I guess not everybody has. But. Here we go. We're going to talk about this apostasy. The SBC's apostasy. Hang on a second. Got it cold in here. Okay. Saddleback Church. Names woman as new campus pastor. As the SBC battles influx. Oh, yeah, I had a somebody's at Michelle's asked me, send you money? Oh, yeah. There was a lady that hates my guts so much, she sent me like $50. I think I sent it back to her. Yeah. She sent it with some psycho note. I took a picture of it and sent it to our men. I said, look at this picture, man. It's nuts. Yeah. Here we go. Saddleback Church, which is formerly Rick Warren, the church Rick Warren started and pastored. Names woman as new campus pastor as the SBC battles influx of women pastors. Now, this guy right here, who you will never convince me, is not fruitier than a box of Fruit Loops. You'll never convince me this guy is not a sodomite. You could tell me all day long, Pastor, I'm telling you this guy is not a sodomite. I wouldn't believe you in a million years. That dude has sugar in his tank. Plain and simple, that guy has sugar in his tank. There ain't no way he doesn't, all right? The SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention, has faced several uphill battles over the last decade, fighting an influx of progressive ideologies. By the way, Brother Paul, when he brought his message, he talked about how biblical Christianity is in the woodshed. And how biblical Christianity, those that hold to that have walked away. From biblical standards and the truth, denied the simple truth of geocentricity, which is all over the Bible, continued a downward spiral of rejecting the Bible's authority in the creation of man. When you reject the Bible's authority, you automatically have to accept evolution. If the Bible is not perfect, infallible, historically accurate, then you leave room for progressivism, for evolution, and for every other false teaching that is out there. I'll show you. Find it. Let's see. There it is. Romans 1. You have to understand, if you reject the Bible's authority in any area, if you reject the Bible's authority in any area, then you have to accept evolution. You are by nature and by understanding progressively teaching a progressive evolution. Because nothing is fixed. Nothing in the scriptures is fixed if the Bible is not perfect. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Let me tell you something. I'm not going to apologize to the LGBTQ. I'm not going to apologize to female pastors, falsely so-called. I'm not going to apologize to the feminist. See, I believe that God's word and the truths of it are fixed. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Paul starts that out by saying that. So you understand, this is the foundation, is the gospel, and I'm not ashamed of it. "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, is that which may be known of God is manifest in them. God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world." If you accept evolution, the doctrine of evolution, then what you are stating is that God is not the creator, and therefore you have denied the gospel. Do you understand that? If you believe in evolution, you deny the gospel, period. You are saying God is a liar, that He did not create this world. Paul said it's foundationary. This whole teaching, he starts it right here before he makes this, he gets into this, and he's speaking of the gospel. Years ago, I heard Jack Scott say, "Oh, there's men that have trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but they believe in evolution." Well, then they're not Christians, you dummy. Or should I say, you fool? Because being Christian does not come down to the fact of an acceptance of a doctrinal statement. Being a Christian is Jesus Christ changing you and making you a new creature, saving your soul, and you trusting Him by faith. "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead." So they're without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Paul says all these things are the opposite of the gospel. All these things are the opposite of the gospel. These are the enemies of the gospel. For Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. This is what they're doing. They are attempting to change who God is. That's what they're doing. The Southern Baptist Convention, beginning in 2013, under the leadership of Democrat operative Russell Moore as head of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, the denomination eventually succumbed to cultural Marxism and adopted critical race theory as one of its official positions. The denomination has also faced progressive ideologies on human sexuality. What are they doing? Changing God's order. They're keeping the same names, but they're changing the order. They're changing the definition. Let me say this. I would say largely in most fundamental Baptist churches today, most people honestly don't know what a woman is, what a woman's role is. Our daughters are growing up in churches today totally ignorant of the way God made them. Totally ignorant of what God wanted for them. They don't know. Why do you think you grow up and you see women aspire to be pastors in the military, soldiers, lawyers, doctors? Why? Because nobody's ever taught them what God wants them to be, what God ordained them to be, what God created them to be. No one tells them. Their mothers don't teach them. Their fathers don't encourage them. Right? Then what happens? They grow up to do what their brother does. Brother does. So they send their daughters off to the school, and they say, oh, and fundamental Baptists just say, oh, the only thing you can't be is a pastor or a deacon. But you can be anything else. You can just be anything else. Really? Well, no one's talking about ability. But how about permissibility? In its current battle, which has heated up exponentially over the past year since the 2022 annual meeting, has been whether or not the denomination will allow women pastors. And at the center of the controversy is Saddleback Church, which was formerly pastored by Rick Warren. Why would anybody question whether women can be pastors when the Bible is clear about it? That I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in subjection. That women are to be silent in the church, for it's not permitted for them to speak. Well, if it's not permitted for them to speak, then how in the world could they be a pastor? Most pastors have to talk. Most pastors have to preach. In 2021, shortly before announcing his retirement, Rick Warren and Saddleback Church ordained three women to pastoral positions at Saddleback. Brought to the floor during the 2022 annual meeting, Warren gave an impassioned, self-congratulating speech bragging about how many tens of thousands of people he baptized and how he led more people to Christ than the apostles or Jesus himself. Saddleback remains the subject of dispute, and during the 2023 meeting, the denomination will decide whether or not the church can remain in fellowship with other Southern Baptist churches. Really? Well, first of all, I'm a Baptist, an independent Baptist. I don't belong to a denomination. A denomination has a head, earthly head. Our church belongs to Christ. It has no earthly head. Christ is the head of his church. Our churches are autonomous, meaning our church doesn't have anything to do with a denomination that will tell them what to do. Because it's easy. If a church apostatizes, I don't have any fellowship with them. I could care less what the Southern Baptist Convention says. Right? Doesn't matter. Last weekend, Wood and Saddleback announced a new campus pastor. Oh, actually, let me back up. Warren, now retired, has been replaced by Andy Wood. Again, the fruitiest guy in the bunch. Who immediately after taking the reins at Saddleback announced his wife, Stacy, as a teaching pastor of Saddleback. Wood also announced that he would fight to remain Southern Baptist and had no plans to leave the denomination. Despite this controversy, Wood and Saddleback continue to lift their proverbial middle fingers, to God and to the handful of remaining conservatives. And in the SBC by ordaining more women pastorate. Last weekend, Wood and Saddleback announced a new campus pastor of the Lake Forest campus, which will be filled by a woman named Katie Edwards. Why do you have a campus church anyway? Well, Pinky Sue, I'd like you to prove that to me from the scriptures, that there's an ordained female position in the local New Testament church for women to teach other women and other children like a pastor would teach people. There's no such thing as a female pastor to women. There's no such thing as a female pastor to children. There is such a thing as older women guiding and teaching in that way. There's not a thing as a position. That's a Pentecostal thing, but that is. There is no female pastor in the Bible. There isn't one. He said this, "We welcome our new campus pastor, Katie Edwards." That just sounds so stupid. "She has faithfully served in student ministries for the past two decades. And we are overjoyed to see her lead us in this new season of our church." Where in the Bible does it say that women are supposed to lead anyone in the church? Where does it say that? It doesn't. It doesn't even, the scriptures don't even imply it. Again, Jesus never ordained one woman. Never called a female apostle. Paul never ordained one woman. Not one time. But this man says, we are overjoyed to see her lead us in this new season of our church. We celebrate this transition as Pastor Jason Williams steps into his new role as executive pastor of ministries. Oh, excuse me. I'll look around the Bible to find that one, the executive pastor of ministries. He's admitting the transformation right here. This weekend we celebrated the start of two new chapters in our church. We welcome our new campus pastor, Katie Edwards. Why doesn't that make any man sick to his stomach? Like, if you walked in there to a church, and you walked into that church, and here's some woman standing up in front of you, and she's getting ready to lead something. Is there not a man among them? I tell them like I do the Pentecostal people. I love telling Pentecostals, Charismatics, and SDA people, you are the most effeminate men I have ever heard of in my entire life. You have that spirit of Jezebel over you. You are suffering Jezebel to teach and to seduce you to sin. Is there not a man among you? Good question. Is there not a man among you?
This new season.
Doesn't care what the Bible says. Doesn't care at all. Why? Because they don't care what the scriptures say. As long as their church can vote on something, as long as they have mob rule, it doesn't matter what the scriptures say. As long as they can have mob rule. That's all that matters to them. I mean, when this guy can't even stand up and say whether two sodomites that come forward should be divorced when they're not even biblically married, it's not even a marriage. It's not even a marriage. God defines what marriage does. Hey, I've got news for you. The church doesn't define what marriage is either. We don't define what marriage is. Marriage is defined for us by God. Churches before God don't have the right to say, well, we think this is marriage. Well, you can think it all you want to. But what's authority is what the Word of God says. That's authority. The church doesn't have a right to define what marriage is. It's like you don't get to define what a woman is in that sense. It's God that defines it. And we either are obedient to him or we are not. But it's God's word that defines what marriage is. It isn't anything else. Oh, we're going to vote to see whether we can do this. What's God's word say about it? What does the word of God say about it? That settles it. If I looked across from somebody and they came to me and two sodomites came to me or two homosexuals, well, you're going to marry. It's like, yeah, right. First of all, you can't be married. Number one. And number two, who's going to help you make me do that? Because you couldn't make me do it if you wanted to. But if people just took the word of God out, and they just use what the Bible says as their authority, all this other garbage goes away. But notice what they've accepted. Evolution. If you leave the foundation of the gospel, if you leave the foundation of the gospel, here's what happens. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man. They want to make God like them. It reminds me of that creepy song, that woman's, that what if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us? Well, that's the Antichrist God that's going to be one of them. Their false God. That's who that is. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Look, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what they're doing. And worshipped and served the creature more than the creature was blessed forever. Amen. See, they have to go this way because they've rejected the truth. Here's another example. If you leave the foundation of Scripture, you have to progress into apostasy. Because if the Bible is not your foundation, look at this one. The church hosts drag queen Virgin Mary in picture of Jesus, stating perhaps Jesus was God in drag. As we traverse the tumultuous terrain, says one, of human history, we are confronted with the stark and horrifying reality of mankind's innate sinfulness. This glaring truth, not confined to secular, found its way into the very heart of sacred institutions. those that should be sanctuaries of holiness and truth, a church straying far from the paths of righteousness, has dared to desecrate the holiness of God and blaspheme the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. This is not a mere deviation from Christian principles, but a blatant act of mutiny against the Almighty God Himself. This sacrilegious act is a chilling testament to humanity's fall from grace, a grotesque caricature of the sin that infects the human heart. It is a brazen violation of the divine commandments, a perverse affront to the Creator. It demonstrates mankind's desperate need for divine intervention, for only the hand of God as revealed in His scriptures can pull us from the depths of such depravity. The portrayal of a graven image supposed to be represent Christ is blasphemous in itself. With the grotesque words written on it, perhaps Jesus is God in drag. There is no fear of God before. But notice what they did, though. All they did was this, right? This is what they did. Do you see it? Is it plain to you? If you leave the authority of the gospel that Jesus Christ died for sinners, He died for our sins according to the scriptures. This is the manifestation of what they're doing. This is what they're doing. It's pretty easy to understand. That's what they've done. The portrayal, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God are clear and unambiguous about the dire consequences of such blasphemous acts. So they call it church can be fun. Now also keep in mind that this is Isis, Horus, Set. It's not the God of the Bible. They're mocking their own selves. They're a bunch of fools. They're a bunch of deluded fools. We won't be watching that. But anyway. But this is what they believe. All they did is change. All they did was change the truth of God into a lie. That's Isn't it amazing that the scriptures foretold that that's exactly what they would do? God already warned us they're going to do this. It says here, update, the church is Fifth Avenue United Church in Medicine Hat, Alberta, and is pastored by David Pollard. Here are some more photos of this disgusting place that calls itself a church. There you go. This is their game plan. This is what they, this is Romans chapter 1. By the way, these are religious people. Do you understand that? Romans chapter 1 is dealing with religious people. It's not dealing with atheists. You got to get out of your head that atheism is going to take control of the world. No. This world is very religious. These people are very religious. Very religious. Nothing's changed. The world is very religious. Right? This is the apostasy of the times that we live in. This is the changing of it. This is the transformation of it, but it's mainline denominations that are doing it in America and exporting it all over the place. You want to know something? I went all over Europe. I didn't see an eighth of the trannies. I mean, not even an eighth. I would say a 20th of the trannies that I saw in Europe, or that I saw in America. I saw hardly none walking around. I saw one or two about the whole time. Just a couple. But over here, everywhere you go, yep, we did, Carl. Everywhere you go. Now, here's the thing. In order to fundamentally transform everything and destroy every foundation, they have to infiltrate and control these places called churches. Because if they can get you to believe, and look what they've done. They've used public indoctrination centers. They've used schools. They've used government schools to teach children about these things. Then they use the apostate churches to teach about these things. Why? Because every institution Because if God's okay with you doing that, then you know what? It can be acceptable. If you go to church somewhere, all you got to do is go to a church that says it's okay for you to do these things. It's okay for you to be that. Right? And if that's the case, then guess what? You get them while they're young. Why do you think, does nobody think it's weird that dudes that dress like women, dudes that dress like half-naked women want to read books to children? Well, that's weird. How come nobody else thinks that's weird? I think it's weird. I think it's weird that dudes dressed like half-naked women want to read books to little children. That's kind of strange. And nobody thought, huh, that's kind of weird. They're okay with it, right? What they're not okay with is you teaching the gospel to children. It's not strange. You can ask Carl if you don't believe me. We weren't bombarded, Danielle, by sodomites and by trannies. We weren't. You could ask Andrew. No way. But you come to America here, I guarantee you, you come to Minneapolis, even down south. I was down in Missouri. I was down south in Missouri. And there were more than I seen in all of Europe. Because there's an agenda in America. And the agenda is to push this. Somebody said, well, I thought Europe was more progressive and liberal. Might be, but it's behind closed doors. It's not in front of everybody. You go to London, all over London, where we walked all over. I'm telling you, you people are deceived if you think that America's not as bad as it is. It took me one trip over there to realize that America's worse than Europe in some places. I mean, there's other progressive things going on. There's wickedness going on. I'm telling you. You just look at my average street preaching. Scotland wasn't as perverted as America. The malls, I went to a mall and ate dinner with some guys after we preached. Wasn't nearly as bad. Preached out in Glasgow for 3 hours. Wasn't nearly as bad. Yeah, now if I was at a rave, or I was at a grunge fest, or if I was at something like that, yeah, there's going to be more there. If I'm at a nightclub scene, but you don't have to be that in America. You just walk down the stinking sidewalk or go to the grocery store. And they're everywhere. No joke. Not even exaggerating. In fact, in all of London, when I walked around London, London was more, the parts that I was in, was more, the women were more modest than America. You know what women in America like to do? Walk around in stinking tights everywhere. Or leggings everywhere. Everybody you see in Minnesota, besides women that have some modesty about them, but 95% of the women over here, 95% of them, or 90% of them, are walking around in leggings. Down south, when I was down south in Missouri, most of the women were walking around in leggings, belly shirts, bras. Undergarments. Things that only a husband should see with a wife. That's how they were walking around. I didn't see that in Europe as much. Even in Italy, I didn't see it as much. I'm not saying it's not there. It's not as prevalent. Not at all. Now, moving along here, Andy Stanley. North Point baptizes unrepentant, openly transgender woman who became a man. See, here's what really makes people mad. I get a lot of Christian women that get angry with me because I tell them scripturally they ought to be wearing dresses and skirts and they ought to dress feminine like a woman. Here's the Biblical Modesty series. Got to listen to it. This is the series that your pastor is too afraid to preach. That most pastors are too afraid to talk about. Well, you know what? I have nearly 50 children in my church. If I don't teach them and guide them and show them the truth about biblical modesty, I will fail them. I don't know why any Christian woman that wears pants has a problem with drag queens. Don't know why. You're doing the same thing they are. They wear a dress because they want to be a woman. You wear breeches because you want to act like a man. Oh. Pastor, you're going to lose supporters. You're going to lose followers. You're going to lose people that follow your ministry. People won't come to your church. Hey, what's new? I've been preaching this for years. What do you think? This is the first time I ever made women mad at me? Why get mad at the drag queens if you want to dress like a cross dresser? And most pastors are too afraid of their own wives to even say anything. They won't talk about biblical modesty. So their church is full of women that don't dress modest. Well, what if they leave? Well, at least they'll leave knowing that they should dress modestly, even if they're mad at me. What if they don't come back? What if they don't? I've got 5 daughters to raise. Five daughters, 2 sons, and 1 son on the way. By the way, baby number 8, pray for us. Baby number 8 is a boy. Praise the Lord. God answered my prayers. But I never can understand. I wanted Gideon to grow up with a brother. Have a little brother to grow up with. So you pray for us. Pray for my wife's pregnancy and pray for the baby and pray for her and strength for her and all that good stuff. I appreciate that. Really do. Danielle says, nope, you're definitely not afraid to make women mad or upset, Jason Cooley, but sometimes you can overreach. Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. That don't bother me one bit. Ha ha! Anyway, all right. So, here we go. Andy Stanley's North Point baptizes unrepentant, openly transgender woman became a man. Andy Stanley, the pastor of North Point Church in Atlanta, is best known for blaspheming God and denying the scriptures. Remember, what did Andy Stanley do? Andy Stanley said that all the Bible is not authoritative. Okay. Where does that take us to? It takes us to Romans 1. Right? It takes us back to Romans 1. If you leave the authority of the gospel, if you leave the authority of the scriptures, you have to turn into what Andy Stanley is. You have to. Andy Stanley. So here he is. Stanley announced that his own church remained closed in 2020 because of the coronavirus, despite the fact that the coronavirus has had relatively low impact on church congregations, has not been the monster pandemic set out to be. While many have been in arms over Stanley's conviction to shutter people from his church, in reality, Christians should be quite thankful that he's done so, as many will be forced to find a real church. A few years ago, it became clear that Andy Stanley was beginning to embrace a pro-homosexual, pro-feminist worldview for his church. Andy Stanley once told the mother of an openly gay and practicing lesbian that her daughter was saved. A few years ago, they broke the news his church baptized an openly gay man who clearly identified himself as a homosexual living a homosexual lifestyle. Since they spoke about this in 2021, an avalanche of information has been coming out, North Point, regarding their pro-homosexual stance. A few months ago, another video service where Andy Stanley told the congregation that some homosexuals who love Jesus have a stronger faith than most Christians. Really? Why haven't you turned from your sin? Question is, now it has come to our attention that not only is North Point baptizing open homosexuals, but also baptizing openly transgender people. The video below, a woman pastor named Ron Scott baptizes Troy Zapp. Okay, now let me ask you a question here. Where in the Bible do we ever see a woman as authority to baptize anyone? Is there anybody, any woman ever in the scriptures that baptized any man? Do we have an example of that? We have an example of women baptizing men. Or anybody. No. I've had people call me and say, hey, Pastor, or email me, Pastor. I had a couple years ago that some woman baptized them. By the way, I put that in parentheses because that's not baptism. Baptized them in the bathtub. The husband and the wife. The husband came to our church. He got mad at me. Asked me if I'd accept his baptism or hers. I said, no way. I absolutely reject all Pentecostal baptism too. I will not accept Pentecostal or charismatic baptism. We won't in this church ever. We reject it. Different spirit, another gospel. So anyway, this man, he asked me, he said, well, do you accept? I said, no, I don't accept that. He got mad at me. Man, his wife kept listening to my sermons. Her husband kept getting mad. The daughter got mad at me. The husband got mad at me. Wrote me all kinds of crazy stuff. The wife wrote me. The daughter wrote me crazy messages. Sent me an email, said, you've destroyed my family. I wish the Taliban would cut your head off. Wow. He said, the Taliban would cut your head off. You don't know. Then she was telling me how much of a Christian she was and how much I wasn't. Okay. I don't know how I ruined your family. I haven't had anything to do with you for 5 years. We're here like 1 week. No, I don't believe that family is saved. And even if I did believe they were saved, I still wouldn't accept their baptism. I still wouldn't accept their baptism. Because no woman has the authority to baptize anyone. Not to mention Pentecostals, the false doctrine.
Hi, I'm 26 years old, and my name is Troy Zapp. For the last 25 years of my life, I was simply going through the motions when it came to growing in my faith and attending church. I was always taught that the Bible was a book of rules and God was the rule master. This brought on a lot of fear when thinking about having a close and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The people in my life...
Keep in mind, this is a woman. This is a woman.
Life that mattered to me the most were the ones that tell me that who I was and who I am today would never be good enough for God to love and accept.
It isn't about me. Oh, first of all, that's true. That's true. Let me help you with something. Let me stop this right here and let me help you. I believe so. Let me look to make sure. Troy Zapp, a woman who is practicing lesbian and now identifies, acts and dresses like a man, has assumed a male name. Yes. Yep. Yep. But let me help you with something. Actually, no, let's back it up.
And who I am today would never be good enough for God to love and accept. That for some reason, my sins were far...
Okay. So here's what he said. That God would never... That who I am would never be enough for God to accept and love. Well, you're right. That's... If somebody told you that, praise the Lord. I'm glad they told you that. I'm glad they told you that. You know why? Because it's true. Nothing I can do makes God accept me. I'm accepted by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the atonement that was made on Calvary for my sins, that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. I'm accepted in the beloved by Christ Jesus the Lord, who through the preaching of God's word showed me I was a lost, hell-bound sinner, deserving hell and damnation. And no, I'm not good enough, and I never will be good enough. That we must be changed by the power of the Spirit of Almighty God and given a new nature. It's Jesus that is acceptable to God. It's never me. It never has been me. It never will be me. If somebody lied to this person, oh, God's okay with your sin. Lied to this poor, devil-possessed, demented fool. Lied to him. And Andy Stanley has the greater damnation. He has the greater damnation than this fool. He's a bigger fool than this fool. That's not very nice. Yeah, I didn't mean it to be nice. I meant it to be true. But let's go back. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. I don't know if you can get any more of a vain imagination than to be born a woman and think you can turn yourself into a man. That's vanity. You can't even change your own color. Michael Jackson tried. It didn't work out for him. How are you going to change your entire gender? You're not.
Are worse than theirs and anyone else's. In September of 2014, I had a decision that would completely alter my life and everyone around it, including my friends, family, co-workers, and neighbors. I was lucky to meet up with Elaine Scott and Clay Scroggins of North Point Community Church in order to seek answers on how to get on God's good side and what it took to receive a passing score into his heart. They truly knew that that's not the answers I needed to hear that day. That God loves us no matter what.
No, God's love is found in a covenant relationship with his son. That's where it's found. And this woman has clearly not admitted that she's a sinner.
and that in proof he sent his only son down to die for our sins, that he would truly love me no matter what. And in that moment and on that day, I truly knew what it felt like to accept Jesus Christ into my heart. For so many years, I thought we had to be this perfect Christian image in order to receive God's love and acceptance.
Do you see how they've added a work salvation to this? They're accusing people who believe that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That you are not. That's a work salvation. You see that? No repentance. No change. If you were truly born again and you were a woman, you would not want to be.
Family, the Stuckey family, and my friends for being here today in support of me. Today, I'm proud to say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
This is so blasphemous. It is so wicked. It is so vile. This is like a decisional regeneration that I can just choose God. That I can claim to choose God. Right? That I can just claim to choose God. And that everything is A-OK.
That's your mom, isn't it? Troy, I think your story just says it all. I mean, there is nothing great.
No, this says it all. If you look at this abomination, this says it all. You've got a woman standing up here, directing. Directing and leading a church in front of everybody. Andy Stanley's church, right? Leading that church. This woman is speaking authoritatively in mixed company. This is Babylon. This is the great whore. This is the definition of Jezebel seducing. This is the definition of apostasy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. There is no repentance here. No sorrow for sin. No confession of a fallen nature. Total Baphomet deception. Total satanic deception. That's what it is. And this right here, what you have to understand about this right here, this is how the Antichrist is going to operate. This is how. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. John said we're in the last time. Paul called them the latter times. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Because they are denying the Jesus that came. They're misrepresenting him. What did they do? This is what they did. They changed the truth of God to a lie. God is holy. Jesus said, I change not. Therefore, you sent, I change not. Jehovah said that in the Old Testament, I change not. Therefore, sons of Jacob are not consumed. Paul said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. These are deceivers, and they are antichrist. See, this is the power that takes over the whole world. Do you understand that? Can you fathom this at all? This fundamental transformation is this apostasy is what takes over the world and ushers in the Antichrist. Show you. Let's see. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. All that is called God. And the or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. It's not agnostics. It's not atheists. It's not. It's these witches. It's the witches. It's the same thing as that old whore on the hill Rome did and does continually. It's witchcraft. Rome. Runs the biggest ring of child trafficking through all of its parishes or many of its parishes. And gets away with it. This life, right now, anyway. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. All power and signs and lying wonders. All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they receive not, look at this, why will they follow the working of Satan and the lying wonders? Why will the trannies, why will the LGBTQ, why will these people and others? All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Look at the difference. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Abomination.
Greater or more freeing than knowing that God loves us. God loves you right where you are, exactly as you are. And the confidence that comes from knowing that your life is forever changed because of Jesus. And I am so honored to do your baptism today, and it is based upon your profession of faith that it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
What an abomination. What an absolute abomination. So who is Troy Zapp at One Pro Trans website for a transgender event? Zapp's biography tells her story as a woman who dated women but refused to call herself a lesbian. My name is Troy Zapp, and I am 26 years old, and I started my transition in October 2014. I dated women my whole life, but never called myself a lesbian. At the table did not seem. After meeting a transgender man in early 2014, I was fully able to finally understand my life in context to my thoughts and feelings. This led me to a massive decision with both my faith and family. I had no idea what God would think of this. Really? I have no idea what God would think of this. Open the scriptures. Open the words of God. That's what God thinks about what you do. My family struggled deeply with me dating girls, and the struggle was worse when it came to finding my place at church and in God's heart. Look what he says, or she says. It is ironic that the one place that all LGBTQs fear the most to be involved with church was the same place that brought my transition upon me. I used to hate and fear the church, including all the people in it. Now I'm involved and loved, and now I belong. So the church, that apostasy, is what led that woman to transition. It's such a disgusting abomination. Before God. No fear of God before their eyes. And here's another one. As the ire against Saddleback grows, SBC continues to ignore the homosexual problem in the denomination. It continues. First Baptist of Orlando, Florida's flagship Southern Baptist megachurch, has been implicated multiple times openly and clearly in controversial actions that are far worse than even those at Saddleback. First Baptist of Orlando is knowingly advancing a pro-homosexual agenda, and nobody seems to care. I'll tell you why these guys are doing it. Because of the money. They're doing it because of the money. That's why. These guys have given over to the money. Saddleback Church's decision to ordain women and Southern Baptist Convention's subsequent response has indeed opened a proverbial Pandora's box. See, what did I tell you? What I told you, well, what the scriptures tell me, but me, what is it? What do they say? One. They're leaving the gospel. That's what Paul said. I'm not ashamed, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God in some personal. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed. What are they doing? Righteousness of God revealed. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Righteousness of God is revealed by the gospel. Wrath of God is revealed from heaven by the gospel. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead. In the beginning, God made them male and female. Easy, simple. That's all there is. So that they were without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise and change the glory of the uncorruptible God to an image made like to corruptible man, the birds, beasts, creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to lust of their own hearts, dishonor their own bodies between themselves, change the truth of God into a lie. And that's the truth of God. What have they done? They've changed it into a lie. And worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Then with men worked that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness. Sounds like these churches, doesn't it? Maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, spiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them. This is struck the desolation of the foundation. That's the design. That's Satan's leading them. Right over the cliff. Right into the hands of apostasy, right into the hands of Satan, that apostasy will take over. It'll demolish, it'll devour everything.
When the Savior bids his children in, only those will go who are saved from sin. Nothing evil there, in that land so fair, where the saints and saved abide. All around the throne we'll shout and sing,
making melody and praises ring. Cares will pass away on that wondrous day when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the crisis glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here is banner bare, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When we sail across the mystic sea, angels there will welcome you and me. We shall join the song of the ransom drawn on the shining glory sky. All our troubles gone forevermore, safely anchored on fair heaven's shore. Happy we shall be, what a jubilee, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here is banner bare, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. Soon we'll look upon the Savior's face. We will thank him for his saving grace. Prostrate we will fall, for he did it all. We will give our crowns to him. Then we'll sing and shout forevermore, thankful just to be on that fair shore. When we all get there, heaven we will share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here is banner bare, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
Okay. Let me see what his name is, Carl. It is Ed Russ. Quartet, I guess. Ed Russ. All right. So, let's play one more here. If anybody wants to say hi, anybody wants to comment? Hi.
I've a home,
oh, I've a home
beyond the river.
Beyond the river.
I've a mansion bright and fair. Contemplation, when with trouble here I sigh, I've a home beyond the river that I'll enter by and by. I've a home,
oh, I've a home
beyond the river,
beyond the river.
I've a mansion bright and fair.
I've a
home,
oh,
home beyond the river,
beyond the river.
I will dwell a little more to labor, tell the story, watch and pray. Just a few more earthly sorrows, then to heaven we'll fly away. Oh, how sweet will be to meet them, all the ransom host above. Sweeter still to see the Savior, praise him for redeeming love.
I've a home,
I've a home beyond the
river,
shining river.
I've a mansion
bright and bright.
I've a home,
a happy home
beyond the
shining river. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there.
I will dwell with Jesus there.
Okay, everybody. All right, that's funny. Somebody's been listening to all of the charismatic stuff. Anyway, all right, pray for us. Davina, glad you're able to listen. Let me say hi to everybody here. Leno, Paul, Teresa, Mary, Carl, Fabian, not Fabio, Pinky. Joe McDonald, my Irish brother. Let's see. I don't know if that's a fake account or not. Probably is, but Gregory Pace, Michelle, Terry Carter, Angie K. Olivia Rodriguez. Not to be confused with Carlos Montoya. Espinoza Rodriguez. Brother Ross is probably lurking in the shadows somewhere. He doesn't like saying anything. He's a man of few words online. Okay, Army Girl, AZ Bandit, Gary, Jesus is Lord. All right, everybody. Danielle, Joey, whole book of Proverbs. Whole book of Proverbs came out. Kevin missed everything. Hey. Anyway, pray for us. Pray the Lord would bless us to meet our needs. Lori Sandring, we will pray for you. Pray for Lori. Okay. And pray for our ministry. Pray for the Lord to bless us, first of all, and to provide for us. Okay, we have some needs coming up here that need to be met here. And just pray the Lord would provide that for us and meet our needs. And surprise things that I wasn't expecting that are due or will be due. So ask for your prayers for that. Lord, provide those things. And if you'd like to give to our ministry, you can certainly do that. You can mail us something. We have an address at the bottom of this. There it is. 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. If you'd like to use PayPal, you can do that. SalvationPreacher@gmail.com. You can use Venmo. You can do Cash App. You can do, Apple Pay. All those things. So, whatever the Lord leads you to do, just to pray for us, that's a lot. I appreciate it. God will use somebody else. Amen? So, just do that. And we will be back here 2 p.m. Central Time on Friday. 2 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Be back with another broadcast. It's 2 p.m. Central Time. Same place. So We are streaming on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. We are streaming there. We are streaming on Rumble. We are streaming on YouTube, and we're streaming on, I believe, Facebook. Most of the time, nobody comes on Facebook. Everybody likes to come on YouTube because of the, I don't know. Cat's kind of messed up. Anyway, or the way it controls. Anyway. So Rumble and YouTube and Sermon Audio. All right? So anyway, God bless you all. We look forward to seeing you again on Friday, 2 p.m. Central, okay? Pray for us. Pray for our baby, too, obviously. Wife's time. Our baby. And pray us. Right? Tan. All right, everybody. God bless you all. We'll talk to you real soon.